It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, May 27th, 2022. Well, in today's ship schedule, we have a couple of highlights to look for if you're near the river today. We have two cruise ships coming and going today on the Columbia, one outbound from Portland early this afternoon and another coming in the early evening. Neither one is carrying passengers. In both cases, their purpose for being in the river this time is to visit the shipyard at Swan Island for repairs and maintenance. This was exactly the type of customer the shipyard had in mind when they brought in that huge floating dry dock that they have there now. It's designed to handle these monster cruise ships. So around 1 p.m., look for the Celebrity Eclipse headed outbound past Astoria to the sea, and around 8 p.m., look for the Westerdam headed inbound past Astoria to Portland. A look at our marine weather forecast. We've got some weather coming in tonight, bringing gale force winds, a gale watch in effect from late Friday night through Saturday evening. Today's forecast, south winds 10 knots, gusting to 15. We got wind waves from the south, 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart. West swells, 5 feet at 9 seconds. Chance of showers in the morning. We could see 40 mile per hour gusts in the afternoon Saturday with 12 foot seas and rain. And we have on Sunday, things are going to calm down a little bit, but still a chance of showers. And today with Memorial Day weekend upon us, I thought we could talk a bit about water safety. But let's take a look at our ship schedule today. We have 6 inbounders. The first one is the ES Cure, arriving from Japan, headed for Kalama. I think she's carrying steel, passing Astoria around 2 p.m., arriving in Kalama around 7 p.m. And the new Optima is arriving from Japan, headed for Kalama's anchorage. She's picking up wheat there, passing Astoria around 5 p.m. She'll be in Kalama by about 10 p.m. The Korn Riz Hao is arriving from China, headed for the Rice Island anchorage near Astoria. She'll be going upriver eventually to pick up wheat. She'll pass Astoria around 7 p.m. And the Global Saikai is arriving from Japan, headed for Longview's anchorage. She'll be picking up logs there. She'll pass Astoria around 11:30 p.m. and be in Longview by 3 a.m. on Saturday. And the SM Tianjin, a container ship arriving from Seattle, is headed for Portland. She will pass Astoria around 11:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 5:30 a.m. on Saturday. And if you'd like to see the rest of the Columbia River ship schedule for the day, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net. Well, Memorial Day weekend is upon us, and that's kind of the start of the boating season. It's also a time when a lot of people may be heading to the beach. So I thought today would be a good time to put on my safety hat to remind us all of how we can have a good time and go home safe by just remembering a few things. We live in an incredibly beautiful area. It's absolutely paradise when the weather's nice and still unforgettable, even in the worst weather, if you're someone who appreciates that, and I think most of us who live here year-round do. But this beauty comes with a caveat, and that is that the very things that make this area such a draw, the ocean and the river, are also formidable forces of nature that need to be treated with great respect always, with the understanding that both of them can kill you if you don't pay attention or if you discount the risk. We've seen this to be true over and over, and if you live here like I do, you know that I'm not exaggerating. But I'm not here to frighten you away from the beach or the river. By all means, go and have a good time. Just keep these thoughts in the back of your mind to keep you and your loved ones smart and safe. So let's talk about safety. Let's start with water temperature. It doesn't look like it's going to be sunny and warm here on the Lower Columbia this weekend, in Astoria and along the coast in southwest Washington and down the Oregon coast, so hot weather won't likely be a risk. But remember that the water, no matter what the air is doing, no matter how sunny or warm it might get this weekend or any other, the water remains cold here, hypothermia cold, all year round. So don't go pretending that the ocean or the river is a pool or a lake. It isn't. It never is. More on why the ocean and the river are not lakes, current and tides. On ocean beaches, if you go in the surf, you'll need to be aware of rip currents caused by water rushing back to the sea after waves crash on the beach. A rip current can pull you out to sea before you can say oops, and with the cold water, you might be hard-pressed to swim back to shore. If you do get caught in one, a rip current, don't try to swim against it, and don't panic. Swim parallel to the beach if you can. Rip currents usually don't last long, but they can be scary. Once it releases you, you can swim for shore. If you want to try and spot a rip current, watch the surf for a few minutes. Rip currents usually show up as calm stretches of water between breaking waves. Those flat spots may look calm, but those are the ones that can pull you out to sea. Then there are sneaker waves. You may have seen the social media posts about sneaker wave warnings from the National Weather Service. The saying, "never turn your back on the ocean," refers in part to sneaker waves, surf that all of a sudden runs way far up the beach, farther than you thought it would. Such waves can grab people and pull them into the water. I'm not exaggerating this. Residents here can tick off on their fingers recent tragedies that have claimed lives, often children, who are swept away by sneaker waves and never found. Tides on the beach are also an issue because they affect how far ocean water extends up the beach. So at high tide, there's less room for you. Get a tides app on your phone and look at the tides, where you'll be going to the beach, because tides can be different from place to place. If you're exploring on the beach, do it at low tide. Make sure you don't get cut off from returning to your car by rising tidal water and rock formations on the beach. If you get stuck, you might have to wait for 6 hours for the tide to turn and go down again, or you might be stranded in a place where there's nowhere to go to escape the rising water. On the river, be aware that currents in most places are at certain times very strong, too strong to swim against and too strong for a small boat engine to go against the current. Just watch the river. Currents are strongest during the ebb when the tide is falling, but currents can be formidable at any time. Use your tidal app to find out what the tide is doing if you're going out in a small boat. Arm yourself with information so you know what you're up against. If you want to go in the river to swim, make sure you do it in a protected area like a slough or some other place where the water moves slowly. Don't go in the water in the main stem Columbia near Astoria, Warrenton, or Hammond, or you could lose your life. The current is just too strong there most times, and the water is too cold. If you're in a boat, there are lots of things to know. If you don't know these things, you can take a boating course or buy a book and read about it. Important things to know include everything from life jackets to rules of the road on the water. One of the most important things you can do is have a VHF radio on your boat. Cell phones don't always cut it on the water. And with a VHF radio, the U.S. Coast Guard can calculate your position from the radio signal, something that's often not possible with a 911 call. But if you do get in trouble anywhere in your watery pursuits this weekend or any time and you need help and all you have is your cell phone, then use it to call 911. If you can get a signal and make a call, they'll get the Coast Guard on their way to you. It might take a little longer than VHF radio, but they'll come. Coast Guard folks locally here are, I'm sure, bracing themselves for a busy weekend. Take a few safety precautions and boost your awareness so you aren't one of their search and rescue calls. These great folks have enough to do. Have fun. Stay safe. I want you back here next week with me on the Ship Report. So take care, and I'll be back on Tuesday. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.